This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And it is time now for the Noon Ag Show, brought to you by Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville, and McAdams Millwright Service. And now with the Noon Ag Show, here's Gabe Osborne.
Thank you very much, Levi. Now here in Ag News on your Monday afternoon. President Biden's 30 by 30 climate executive order issued during his first week in office, directing agencies to propose ways to conserve at least 30% of the nation's land and water by 2030, is kicking up plenty of dirt in farm country. It's not a good topic in farm country, where the federal government already manages, or some feel, mismanages plenty of land. South Dakota U.S. Senate Republican John Thune says his producers are worried about more mismanagement,
including federal land acquisitions and burdensome regulations on private landowners. And those are concerns that I share. The federal government, in my view, should not be acquiring more land when it is often unable to properly manage the federal lands it already possesses.
Thune wanted to know from Jewel Brana at her confirmation hearing to be USDA Deputy Secretary if producers should fear more federal land taking.
We need to keep working lands working. So we have an opportunity to partner with our farms, forest land owners, and others in the way to do that, and recognizing their history of stewardship, to honor private property rights, and to ensure that we have voluntary incentive-based opportunities for our farmers and our forest land owners to participate.
But it wasn't the answer Thune wanted to hear, leaving a big opening for the government to gobble up more land and water.
We'll be hearing a lot from us, at least from the people I represent, when it comes to land acquisition. I just think that that's an issue that really shouldn't be a part of this conversation, given the vast amount of federal land that the federal government already owns and operates and manages.
Farm groups and ag lawmakers spent years fighting Obama-era rules known as Waters of the U.S., which they claimed took away private property rights on millions of acres, but it was reversed by the Trump administration. In ag news from around the world now on your Monday, Cargill is building a new $350 million canola plant in Saskatchewan to take advantages of the booming demand for the oil seed. Canola futures recently hit record highs, and soybeans reached multi-year highs as demand for canola to process into vegetable oil and animal feed is greater than the available supply. Refiners are also planning to produce renewable diesel from canola and soybeans to comply with the Canadian government's mandates and several U.S. states to manufacture cleaning burning fuel. There's going to be a strong pull in countries like China from a food perspective, says Jeff Vassert, president of Cargill's Canadian unit. We do see demand increasing for renewable diesel, too, and we're going to make sure we get positioned for it. The new plant in Regina, Saskatchewan, will have the capacity to crush 1 million tons of canola a year. Reuters says the plant is expected to start working in early 2024 and will create 50 full-time jobs. Cargill will also be modernizing its two canola crush facilities in Alberta and Saskatchewan to increase volume. Canada's canola stocks will drop to their lowest point in 8 years sometime later on this summer, but Cargill still plans to crush at a strong pace. And moving on into Midwestern and other local ag news now on your Monday, Farm Progress will be returning to host its live event with the Farm Progress Show in Decatur from August 31st through September 2nd, and Husker Harvest Days in Grand Island, Nebraska, September 14th through the 16th. A survey done by RedX Research indicated that 84% of past show attendees will go to the show in person or plan to attend if their schedule allows it. The industry hasn't come together in person since early 2020, so groundbreaking product introductions and technology advances haven't been seen in over 18 months. Farm Progress says its entire team is working to ensure that the agricultural community can reconnect in meaningful, safe ways when they return to the yearly events. The All Secure Guidelines, a transparent and vetted industry-wide collection of health and safety policies, will provide direction during the upcoming show and make sure that all attendees and exhibitors will be safe and healthy. Central Illinois farmer Chase Brown tells Farm Progress that it's exciting to get out and see and touch the newest farm equipment, but it's also good to interact with not only exhibitors, but fellow farmers. Moving on now to State of Illinois Ag News on your Monday. In the latest news from the Illinois pork producers, pig farmers in the state have the opportunity to now take part in a tree buffer cost share program. The Illinois Pork Producers is offering this incentive for farmers to implement fresh landscaping on their pig farms. Pig farmers from across the state have already utilized this program in past years. A buffer is an area of trees that are strategically placed to provide a windbreak, recycle clean air, and provide curb appeal to a landscape. This cost-share program is offered to Illinois pig farmers on a first-come, first-served basis. Funding aids with the purchase of trees and shrubs, as well as design and tree placement. IPPA will match up to $2,500 of the cost. Ted Funk, an environmental engineer for the pork producers, funded in part by the Illinois Soybean Association checkoff program, provides his talent of research and planning to benefit the farmer. A local extension educator may also be playing a role by suggesting the best type of trees for the desired location. This group of effort is to ensure the farmer has all the right tools they need to create a useful tree buffer. Farmers who are interested in the program may download the application online at ilpork.com and return it to the IPPA by June 15. There you can also find an interactive map of farms that have previously utilized this grant program and pictures of their progress. And last week's all-day snowfall on Tuesday was certainly out of the ordinary for April the 20th. Chris Miller at the National Weather Service office in Lincoln says if you're worried about some of those garden plants in the ground, flower beds, or crops in the field, Miller indicates that the overnight cold and frost from last week should not impact soil temperatures that greatly. He indicates that it may delay growth, but seeds in the ground should be just fine.
Yeah, very little. You know, soil temperatures, like you said, were in pretty good shape, particularly since, we did have quite a warm spell earlier in the month and it wasn't that cold later in March, so soil temperatures were warming up. You know, it could delay the growth, but we're not looking for massive, killing where you're going to have to reseed everything. Seeds in the ground should be just fine. What we're more concerned about are the flowers that have already emerged. You know, like on my yard, I've got tulips all over the place, and it's for those plants that are, several inches above the ground, but right at ground, underground with the seed or just starting to emerge from the ground, should be okay.
Now the question becomes, will this finally transition us to a more consistent weather pattern for the rest of the spring? Miller says it's unlikely we'll see any more snow and maybe not even another freeze, but temperatures and moisture are going to continue to be back and forth for the remainder of the spring. In other ag news from around the state, the state's Director of Agriculture has been approved by the state Senate last week. Jerry Costello Jr. can now drop the acting tag from his title. In a virtual setting hosting the Illinois Ag Legislative Day last week, Costello says after a little more than a year on the job, he's proud of what the industry and the Illinois Department of Agriculture did to overcome the challenges presented by the pandemic.
But there are so many things for us to be proud of. The resilience of ag in Illinois is nothing short of incredible. From avoiding shutdowns in our food supply chain, to thinking outside the box when in-person trainings and testings couldn't be done, we at the Department of Agriculture developed an online format that is so efficient it is used as a model by our surrounding states.
Department Ag staffers and members of the FFA packed baskets of Illinois food products that were passed out to lawmakers and staff at the Capitol last week. And finally, now in local ag news on a Monday, don't forget this upcoming weekend, the University of Illinois Extension Montgomery County Master Gardeners will be holding their Mother's Day hanging basket sale. It'll be held this Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday from 9 a.m. until they're sold out. It'll be held in the parking lot at Brown's Insurance between the insurance agency and the Masonic Lodge in Hillsboro. Proceeds from this hanging basket sale go to benefit the Montgomery County Farmers Institute coming up in September. And just in time for Mother's Day, they'll have 10-inch premium hanging baskets with assorted colors and assorted sun and shade varieties. All plants are $15, and again, proceeds go to benefit the Montgomery County Farmers Institute. Again, that hanging basket sale coming up this weekend, Friday, April 30th from 9 to 6, and Saturday morning from 9 until they're sold out. And that'll wrap up your Ag News here on a Monday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for your Monday afternoon, April 26th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.